So we're headed to the ER. Yesterday, Walker, I don't know, he's just been acting really fussy. I've been wondering if he's been getting sick. But we just had his dressing change with our palliative care team. And the line itself, there's like a skinny part to the Broviac central line that is the sterile part and the part that like is the most flimsy, I guess. And it's, there was like blood in it and I could see it. And I'm like, and our palliative care team knows me very well and they know that I have anxiety and they know I will freak out. She was like, okay, we're going to change the dressing and I'm going to wipe the outside. Let's just see if it's something on the outside of it. I was like, okay. So we changed it. She flushed it and like it went through, but blood would come back. So I'm like, okay, what does this mean? She looks at me and she's like, I need you to not freak out, but this needs to be evaluated. She said, I'm worried there's a hole in it somewhere. So you need to go to the ER. So that's where we're headed. We've never been through this before. We've been to the ER for his line before. But this is a new one for us. I've seen this happen a few times on like some of the pages that we're a part of. So the few things that could happen, one, they can resolve something there. Like their line team can look at something there and try to fix it somehow without doing anything like surgically, or they have to surgically pull it and do a new one. So we're really hoping that they don't have to do that. He's also doing so well that we're just kind of like, ugh, like I wish they could just pull it and pull it all together and not put a new one in. But I have a feeling, because he's not thrown up in a while. I say that, he threw up today during his dressing change. He was screaming, sweating, and he just vomited everywhere, but he was just so upset. So, I don't know. I'd love to have that conversation with them, and we'll definitely bring it up. I have a feeling they'll say no, just because I think there's like protocol that they have to follow for removing, for a kid with gut issues. Like, he's on continuous feeds right now. Like, I think he'd have to be off continuous feeds and like, I don't know. But we are going to ask and bring it up because you don't know unless you ask. But that would be incredible if we could do that. That would be amazing. So I will keep you guys posted on what happens. Today was going to be such a busy day. We had that appointment. We had OT right after this, which we've had to move around and cancel a few times. Then I had an ENT appointment. I'm supposed to go get the lump on my neck ultrasound, and it was a pain just to get that appointment. So I'm going to have to call and reschedule that one. And then my oldest daughter had a back-to-school night at her school. So if they can fix it, hopefully we'll be back before that. But if not, we're going to have to be admitted and all the things. So. And I've been so busy, I haven't updated Walker's med list at all. So I've got his medical binder, but like it's not updated at all. So I don't even know if it's going to be relevant to bring. But anyways, all right, I'll let you guys know what happens.